This is Cosmetic Surgery Times Radio. As part of our January-February economics issue, we sat down with cosmetic facial surgeon Joseph Niemtu to learn his approach to sustaining a healthy aesthetic practice during this economic downturn. Dr. Niemtu says there are several things that cosmetic surgeons can do to ride out this economic storm. First, pay attention to the business side of your practice. Doctors are often not the best business people, he says, but especially during leaner times, physicians need to be more involved in what the practice is spending and how those expenditures can be reduced. Next, he says, squeeze more juice out of the lemon. There might be fewer people opting for the big-ticket cosmetic surgeries, but that doesn't mean that they don't want smaller procedures with a possible facelift or tummy tuck in the future.
A number of people come in and say, you know, I really probably shouldn't be doing this right now, but I need a little pick-me-up, and I want to do something for me. Also, with the situation in the job market, many patients may be between jobs, and they view this as a good time to do cosmetic surgery because they have some potential time on their hands for recovery, and it lets them get a start on looking better and feeling better for their next job.
Third, cultivate what's fallen through the cracks. Dr. Niemtu says that now's the time to do more internal marketing to current patients and offer more supplemental procedures and services, such as non-invasive cosmetic procedures and skin care.
Although I'm currently doing better than last year, and I'm happy about that in this economy, my surgery might have gone down a little bit, but my fillers and Botox are really off the wall. If you haven't already done so, it's really important to develop your minimally invasive practice. And you also have to look at the situation as the glass is half empty or half full. Although the unemployment rate may be 7%, look at it the other way. That means 93% of people are still working and have income. And for people that do have this income, there's a lot of bargains right now. Cars are cheaper, houses are cheaper, and I think cosmetic surgery is cheaper. And we really have to keep optimistic and scratch our heads and find out what we can do to make our services more available and more attractive to patients in this type of economy.
And finally, he counsels, don't stop marketing. Make good business decisions about the efficiency of your marketing program, but don't let your marketing and promotional efforts fall by the wayside.
What we have to do is weather this storm cautiously and optimistically, and we need to be a little bit paranoid and we need to monitor things. Necessity, being the mother of invention, usually produces ways and means to improve the practice, and many of these newly learned strategies will continue to benefit the practice even when the economy improves. I think doctors generally are relatively sloppy business people, and sometimes it takes a little shakeup to get them to adopt the business practices that most other businesses do on a regular basis and institute these type of controls. So when the economy's down, it's a good time to get a fresh start here and look at every part of our business where we're spending money. And usually people are very surprised. And again, most doctors just let these things fall through the cracks. So again, the economy's down. You need to just walk through your office and look around and say, how can I be saving money on this particular situation? And it's also good for the environment because this usually means conserving electricity and going a little bit green as well.
Surgeons are among those who will rise to the occasion and do what they have to make things work during this downturn, according to Dr. Niemtu. For more strategies on riding out the recession, visit our website at www.cosmeticsurgerytimes.com. You've been listening to Cosmetic Surgery Times Radio. I'm Teresa McNulty.